Hello, this is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, how are you? You just left a message on my phone.
Who is this? Sorry?
Yakov from...
Oh, Yakov. Yeah, how are you? This is Nico with Bank of Cardiff. I did leave you a message.
Where are you guys located?
We're in San Diego. So we're over here on the West Coast. Yeah, we're a privately held business bank. I left you a message in regards to some of the programs that we had to offer.
Yes. Okay.
Did you have something coming up that we can possibly help out with? Are you interested
in
some
always,
of the programs?
We can always use extra cash. We're in the diamond jewelry business. We're buying auctions, you know. The more money we have, we can buy more.
Right, yeah. That's never a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys normally bring on more jewelry towards the end of the year because it's, I guess, holiday season?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Is there like a particular amount of cash that you're looking for right now?
Between $200 and $250, if possible.
Okay. I'm going to take down a few notes here, so just bear with me. $200 to $250. Are you familiar with working capital? Have you ever done working capital in the past?
Not really. We didn't like to take loans, you know.
Right.
Lately, so many people are buying because I said, "Let me try. Let me see. Maybe if it sounds right, maybe we'll get into. We'll do something."
Right. Yeah. I mean, you never know. It seems like in your case that you know. The more money you have on hand, it might be able to help the business,
because
you can make the inventory purchases that you need.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, all right, let's see if this can help out. So you want $200,000 to $250,000.
Well, yeah, we need $250,000, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what were your gross annual sales, your top-line revenue for 2015 looking like?
I would say between $200,000 and $300,000 a month.
$200,000 to $300,000?
Mm-hmm.
So what was 2015 total? Then do you happen to have like the total number?
I would say about $2.5 million, $2.5 to $3 million.
$2.5 million, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You
can see our bank statements more or less, you know.
Right. Are you on track for that this year? How is this year for you guys? Are you up, down?
Same, more or less the same. It's more or less the same every year around, but say around $3 million average.
Okay. Now that's pretty good. That is very good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How long have you been in business over there? You're out of New York, right?
About 40 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. How did you get into that industry? Is that something that's been in the family?
On my own, more or less. I used to work in the camera store on 47th Street. You know 47th Street in Manhattan?
No, is it a very popular street? I'm not too familiar with it.
The jewelry district, yeah. And I was working here in a camera store, Somehow, I went into the jewelry business.
that's quite a switch too, from going camera business.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To the jewelry store.
I was working in the camera store on the block here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you just had seen like all the jewelry stores. You just wanted to get into.
Yes, I had friends in the business, so I broke in. More or less.
That's awesome. That's nice to hear. It's kind of a shift of focus. Okay. Well, let's go back to
What's the name of your company, your bank, whatever you call it?
Bank of Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank, right?
C-A-R-T...
D as in dog.
C-A-R-D-E-R?
D-I-F-F. So it's like car and then different. So Cardiff. Sounds very funny over the phone, I know.
Bank of C-A-R, let's spell it again.
It's C as in cat, A as in apple, R,
Robert.
D as in dog, I, F as in Frank.
Cardiff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was a sad one because you sent me some information, I know where it's coming from.
I guess you
want us to fill out some kind of application or
and a good question. So over here on our end to get you like an answer for the terms and rates that we can get you on, which is obviously, you know, something that you need to know. We have a simple application process. It's a one-page credit application, as well as we require a few other documents from you. We require 6 months of most recent business bank statements, as well as last year's tax return. Do you take credit cards as payment from your
customers? No, we don't do retail. No, it's only wholesale, everything here.
Okay, perfect then. So we don't need merchant statements, so that's a good thing. Do you currently have like a working capital loan out with anybody right now?
I really don't know, no.
Well, not really, or you just...
I don't think so. Not that I know of, no.
Okay, no. Not a problem. That's a good thing, too. So when do you need these funds by? Is it something that you need now?
Whenever. It could be the next few days, few weeks, whatever, you know.
Okay, well, Yakov, the good thing about us over here is that we actually can get you an answer. Our approvals take about 24 hours, so we get you an answer whether or not we get you approved for a certain amount within 24 hours after you give me all the required documents, which is nice because you have an answer on whether or not, you know, we can help you out. So it's kind of like a nice turnaround to let you know if you're, you know, if you have something lined up too. Have you been considering a loan for a long time? Is this something that, you know...
Not really. No, it was just, I figured, you know, to try to expand, you know, because we buy mostly from auctions. So a lot of auctions going on and we can't handle everything. We don't have enough money to buy everything always.
I think you're the first person that's ever come to me and said that.
Why?
Because it's funny, you know. You would imagine that, you know, to make the large purchases, you'd have some sort of capital. But I've never heard anybody go.
Sure, we do. We buy every month for a few $100,000 merchandise.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Yes.
Okay, so kind of getting down into the nitty gritty of it, the inventory that you're looking at right now, the $200,000 to $250,000, do you have an expected return on investment? So let's say if we got you $200,000, how much money would this inventory make for you? Like the 20% return, 30% return? What are we looking at here?
We turn over money every month. You see, it's not that. It's not the profits are usually around 5 to 10%, but we turn over the money every month. You know.
Okay. So you turn the money over every month.
It also depends how good you buy in the auctions, you know. Sometimes you make 20-40% and sometimes 10%. It depends how well you buy.
Okay, so how would you, you know, rate your credit right now? Your personal credit, are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay, yeah, our working capital loan, it's mainly based off sales. So, you know, credit plays a little factor in it, but it's not... The deciding factor, so your sales plays more of the major role in terms of getting the amount of money that you're looking for. Have you gone anywhere else to kind of look for working capital?
No, not your local bank or anywhere?
Not really, no. Okay.
We just decided in the last few weeks that maybe we should try to get a loan so we can expand the business.
Right. Are you currently the 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay. So how are you structured? Are you like an S Corp, C Corp?
S Corp.
Or S Corp? Okay. And do you normally buy the equipment from the inventory from the same wholesaler?
No, it's like 30, 40 different auction houses going on every month, going on a lot of things.
Ah, got it. Okay. That makes sense then. All right, so here's what I can tell you, Yakov. Based off what you've told me, you're looking for, you know, $200,000 to $250,000. You're going to be buying jewelry to use for the business to resell. Your return on investment can range anywhere from really 5 to 30%, just depending on how fast you turn over it.
Yeah.
Based off the month, you need it. You would like to have it in the next few days.
Whatever, the next few weeks, whatever. You know what?
Yeah, you just kind of want to. Yeah, I kind of want to have an answer on your desk right now. Your credit's somewhere in the middle. Yeah. Your business revenue is tremendous. It's 2.5 to 3 million over the last few years.
Right.
You've been in business for quite some time, and you're the 100% owner. Do you currently have any other questions for me? Because
my best thing is to do if you email me whatever you want me to know, and it will take it for now because I'm a little busy. I got people waiting for me to talk to.
Yeah. What's the best email address I can shoot you over everything that I'll need from you?
Yahalom, Yahalom Trading. Yahalom, Trading. TRADING at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay, I'm going to shoot you everything that I need. So it's the credit application, the bank statements, and the tax return. Do you happen to have 2015 tax return?
Yes, yes.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. When do you expect to get that stuff back to me? Because I'd like to get the ball rolling, at least get you an answer fairly quickly here.
Maybe today or tomorrow.
Okay, so what I'll do is, Yaakov, I'll give you a call back tomorrow if I don't get it by tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Is this the best number to reach you at, the 212-398?
Yes. Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm,
okay.
Yes.
All right, Yaakov. Well, I'll be looking forward to those documents, and we'll go forward from there when I get everything.
Very good. Okay.
All right. Good talking to you. Take care, okay?
All the best. Thank you.
Expect that email in the next few minutes.